Now see, but if the first time she went back in there and said, okay, Lord, you told me to ask anything in the name of Jesus, done. Lord, I ask you to raise up my daddy and make him well in Jesus' name. He didn't move. Didn't change. I guess it didn't work. It would have never worked for her. I told her, you got to stand. And she did. I mean, she stood. It didn't make it here. What happened? She stood on the Word. She didn't go by what she saw. She went by what is written. And she brought her daddy out of that hospital totally, completely well. Now, can you and I do the same thing? Yes, we can. The promises are here. The promises are here. Look what he says in verse 15. If you love me, do you love Jesus? You find out. He says, obey my commands. If you love me, say, oh, I love the Lord with all my heart. Well, I need you to go to church tomorrow Sunday. Well, I got to go to Lake tomorrow. You know, it's a pretty day tomorrow. I got this new boat out there that just can't wait for me to get my hands on it. Oh, I got this new motorcycle I got to go ride, or this new car I got to drive, or this new airplane I got to go, something. No, the Lord said, if you love me, you'll forget all that other stuff. You'll be in my house tomorrow, in church somewhere. Did he tell us to go to church? Sure he did. Forsake not the gathering of yourself together on a regular basis, as the manner of some are. And even the more so as you see the day of the Lord approaching. Do we see the day of the Lord approaching? Whew, boy, do we ever. It could happen today, far as I'm concerned, with what's going on in the world. Wow. Jesus could come tomorrow. But he says, if you love me, obey my commands. And if you'll obey my commands, after you obey me, then I will ask the Father, and He will give you another counselor who will never leave you. Let me tell you, without this counselor, the Holy Spirit, you'll never be able to walk in divine health. You have to have Him. If you've got Him, if you obey God, as long as you obey Him, He'll leave you full of the Holy Spirit. He promised it in His Word. He says, He will never leave you. He is the Holy Spirit who leads into all truth. The world at large cannot receive Him because it isn't looking for Him and doesn't recognize Him. But you do, because He lives with you now and later will be in you. So once you ask Him, and so many people today in so many churches, like the one I came out of, we believe we got all the Holy Spirit we're ever going to get when we got saved. We didn't know there was a second event called the infilling power of the Holy Spirit. But boy, let me tell you, I never led a person to Christ, never did anything supernatural for God until one day I heard a preacher that was a PhD preaching church in a Baptist church. There is no such thing as a second event called the infilling power of the Holy Spirit. I'd been studying the Word, and that next morning when I drove by that church building in my pickup, I looked up there and I said, Lord, I believe that man loves you with all his heart, but I think he's wrong. I believe there is a second event called the infilling power of the Holy Spirit. I said, Lord, if there really is, I want you to fill me with that Holy Spirit today. And I'm telling you, God came in that pickup with me. He filled me with the Holy Ghost. And from that day to this, I've been bold as a lion, and I've seen miracles. He's talked to me. All kinds of things have happened. It never happened to me before. But after that infilling power of the Holy Spirit came upon me, I ain't never been the same. I don't want to be the same. I don't never want to go back to those old days. This is the good old days. This is the good old days today when you know Jesus and you're full of the Holy Spirit and power and you can see the King answer your prayers, touch you. You don't have to walk in sickness or disease. You don't have to walk in any of that. All you got to do is believe the Word of God. Believe these promises and He will set you free. In Matthew chapter 10, verse 1. before we get to Matthew 10, let's see Matthew 9, 7, 27. Matthew 9, 27. And Jesus left the girl's home. After Jesus left the girl's home, two blind men followed along behind him, shouting, "Son of David, have mercy on us." Now, what did these men do, these men that were blind? Praise the Lord, brother. Y'all walk in divine health. Yeah, come back and give us your praise report. There, right there, is a young man that went down the wrong path for most of his life. It's been a couple of hitches in prison, drugs, alcohol, sex, everything. And it had just about killed him. Then he come to know Jesus. Then he heard about the healing school. He come over here today to get healed. And I knew, they knew that he couldn't stay till the very end. They had something else going on, so I prayed for him at the break. Kicked out the devils. I said, "Now, you know you got to believe." He said, "I believe." Okay, he's healed. That's why I told him, "You're delivered and healed. All you got to do now, son, is walk holy before the King. Worship Him and praise Him, and I guarantee all of your diseases will go away." You know, it don't make any difference what you got. It don't make any difference if you got HIV. It makes no difference what you got. Can Jesus heal anything? Sure. He can heal anything. All you got to do is believe. Then He says, they said, "Son of David, have mercy on us." They went right into the house where he was staying, and Jesus asked him, "Do you believe I can make you see?" You see, these men didn't give up. Jesus went in a house. They didn't stay outside. They kept coming in. "Lord, we need something from you." He said, "Do you believe I can make you see?" "Yes, Lord," they told him. "We do." You see, they had to believe, didn't they? So then he touched their eyes and said, "Because of your faith." What? Because of whose faith? Their faith. "Because of your faith, it will happen." And suddenly they could see. If you have faith, what's impossible? Nothing. Talking about faith, let's skip over to Matthew 17. Matthew 17. Verse 14. Matthew 17, 14. This is the way it has to be. You have to learn these things. When they arrived at the foot of the mountain, a huge crowd was waiting for them. A man came and knelt before Jesus and said, "Lord, have mercy on my son, because he has seizures and suffers terribly." See, there's a few of them had seizures back then too, Randy.
That's what you read the day that I got healed.
You got healed right there. "He often falls into the fire or into the water. So I brought him to your disciples, but they couldn't heal him." And Jesus replied. Now listen to what he says here in this one. In the NLT, he says, "You stubborn, faithless people." Ooh, kind of clear, isn't it? "How long must I be with you until you believe? How long must I put up with you? Bring the boy to me." Ooh. He wasn't too nice to his boys there, was he, JC?
Nope.
I'd hate to see what he'd have to say to us today, wouldn't you?
Lord, I just hope he'd hang with us.
"You stubborn, faithless bunch." Somebody said, "Jesus would never talk to me like that." He's talking to them right here like that, isn't he? Woo! "You perverse bunch." What translation you got?
I have a New King James.
Oh, what does the New King James say there?
It says, faithless and perverse generation.
Ooh, faithless and perverse generation. Oh, wow. "Then Jesus rebuked the demon in the boy, and it left him. From that moment, the boy was well." When he rebuked that devil, it left, didn't it? Afterwards, the disciples asked Jesus privately, "Why couldn't we cast out that demon?" And look at verse 20, what he's, "You didn't have enough faith." Jesus told them. I assure you, even if you had faith as small as a mustard seed, you could say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it would move, and nothing would be impossible with you. So is faith important? What if you don't have it? It's not going to happen, is it? You got to believe. Do you have faith?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. You believe what we pray for you today is going to happen?
Yes, I do.
Amen. In Jesus, amen. You'll definitely put that in there. In Jesus' name. If you do not have faith, what can you get done in the kingdom? What?
In the King James, it doesn't say faith, it says
unbelief. Oh, unbelief. Yeah. Because of your unbelief. Lord, why could we not cast this demon out? He said, because of your unbelief. That's exactly what the King James says. What's the difference between your unbelief and no faith? Same thing. You have no faith. Oh, you perverse and wicked bunch. How long am I going to have to put up with you? After all, didn't I come and die on the cross to bear your sickness and remove your disease? So if you repent of your sins and you pray the prayer of faith, don't you believe I'm going to heal you? Do you know that when you get to a point where that when you realize He bore your sickness and removed your disease, like we read in Matthew 8:17, when that becomes a reality to you, He bore my sickness and removed my disease. Let that soak in on you a minute. If Jesus did that for you, then all you got to do is repent of your sins of unbelief. Repent of all known sin. Command the sickness to leave your body according to God's word. And then say, Lord, it's done. I think of this man, this preacher. This guy had a... Well, I can't think of what is it that they don't see much of this anymore, but... He had this, where it was something in his lungs that you cough up blood all the time. Tuberculosis? Yeah, incurable tuberculosis.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106, and we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.